I'm Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, author of The Enchanted Self, A Positive Therapy, and originator of The Enchanted Self. And I like to think of The Enchanted Self as making the spiritual and inspirational practical. And when you get right down to it, no matter how much we believe in so many beautiful, divine happenings and helpers around the universe, keeping us strong and on track, day-to-day living is really our jobs, and we have to learn how to be practical about bringing joy and wonderment into our lives. And this usually means three things. It means learning how to see yourself as a wonderful person with something to offer others. It means learning how to negotiate and meet your needs and how to go out in the world and do things as mundane as earning a living. And it also means knowing how to discover what brings you pleasure and joy and how to live a life that's really uniquely right for you so that you're close to your essence and you're not just doing things because your husband or your wife or your mother or your father said, do it. Now, most of us want relationships. And you know, they're awfully hard. No matter how spiritually based we may feel we're attracted to someone and it's meant to be, it's very difficult day to day to have a good relationship. So my guest, Larry James, today is going to help me teach you and talk about relationships. He's founder and president of CelebrateLove.com. He's an author and a professional speaker, a gifted teacher. And he has three or four wonderful books. One of them is titled How to Really Love the One You're With, Affirmative Guidelines for a Healthy Love Relationship. And actually, for those of you in Phoenix, he's in the Scottsdale area, and I'm sure he'll tell you how to reach him on his website and his email. And let's just jump right in. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Barbara. Happy to be back on your program.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. You're a great guest, and you have a lot to offer us.
I appreciate you saying that. That's great.
Yeah, so here we are. We're coming up to, perhaps in terms of relationships, maybe the most significant day of the year.
It seems to be the one that everybody really focuses on to kind of do something special for their about.
Right, so Valentine's Day has taken on a special meaning in our culture. And, you know, it can be great. It can be the best day of the year. And I'm sure you also have seen it can be the worst day.
That's true.
Nothing worse than waiting for a Valentine that doesn't come.
That's true. Yeah. So, well, you know, of course, here we go again. The unfulfilled expectations always cause problems in a relationship, don't they?
Yes,
you know,
they do.
Mean, we expect something to happen. The Valentine didn't come, so we get, you know, it's a problem for us.
That's
know?
Right. Well, teach us a little bit about relationships, maybe starting right with your own, which is a real wonderful story.
Well, you know, I have known my wife, Sandy, for probably about 35 years, something like that. And we were always married to someone else.
Mm.
And, probably about six years ago, something like that, I get a little note in the mail, and it says that my friend Ted had died, and that was Sandy's husband.
Mm.
And Ted and I were always really good friends, and they had moved to another location, and I'd really lost track with him for about 26 years. So I called Sandy to say that I was really sorry to hear about Ted, and one thing led to another, and interestingly enough, why after about a year and a half of just talking, and of course I came to the Phoenix area, I didn't live here at the time, I lived in Oklahoma, and I came to the Phoenix area to actually do a workshop and stop by to say hello, and we went out to dinner together, and one thing led to another, and we talked on the phone long distance. It was a long distance relationship for about 18 months, something like that, and we just fell in love. You know, it was one of those things, I think, that was really meant to happen. And we've been married now for 4 years, June 8th. I do remember that date. Yeah. Most guys better remember that day, right? And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be with somebody who believes in the concepts of good relationships and healthy relationships, and it's fun.
Oh, yes, it's a great story. Now, you both had other relationships,
yes.
And what are some of the things you've learned about a relationship? Because even if yours and Sandy's was meant to be, it's a, you know, it could have maybe not worked out.
That's true.
What are you doing on a daily basis? What are some of the things that go with it?
I think one of the things that we always need to remember is don't make the same mistakes that you made in the last relationship. You know, and we know what they are. I mean, you know, and this other thing about blaming the other partner when there's either a divorce or something like that, you know, or separation, blaming somebody else and not taking responsibility for your share of the problem doesn't work. It keeps you stuck. So I decided not to do that. I decided that it would be better for me to start all over, begin again. There's nothing like a fresh beginning to really kind of get you off on the right foot and to take a little time to realize what it was that I did wrong in the past that didn't really work. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over expecting a different result. And that's also a pretty stupid thing to do, really. So I decided not to do that. And what do I do on a daily basis? Well,
yes.
I've got some special things planned for Valentine's Day that I can't talk about right now because Sandy is sitting right across from me at her computer. but I do little things like, here about a week or so ago, I brought home four little strands of orchids because I know she loves flowers.
Mm.
And we put them in a special vase, and I just left a little note on it and said, I love you. I think those are, you know, if we would just remember to do the things that we did that brought us together in the first place. You know, a lot of people, after they're together for a while, we begin to take each other for granted, and we let go of those things. Listen, for the man, it seems like to be the chase, you know, the capturing of the prize, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then once we've got it, we don't have to do anything anymore? Wrong. You know, I mean, we do. We have to work harder, actually.
And I'm thinking about, for a lot of couples, it doesn't even have to be something as beautiful as the orchids. For example, for a lot of women, even if their husband or boyfriend would concentrate and listen to them for 5 minutes,
no kidding.
As they did when they first dated.
I agree. Listening is a virtue. It's something that you have to practice on, though, because I know with myself, I still have to concentrate on that. For example, today is a really good example. Sandy has transferred to a new store, and she has a lot of responsibility there. And when she came home, I was right in the middle of something. I was concentrating, deep thought. I was working. I was actually writing a piece. And she came in, and she said, well, boy, what a day did I have. Now, that used to not be a clue for me. That
mm-hmm.
used to be just something she said. I learned to recognize that when she says that, I should stop, give her my totally undivided attention, and/or, there's another thing too. If I need to finish a sentence, I say, "Hang on, just for a second. I want to hear about that, and I'll be through here just in about a minute or so, and then get back to her." You know, so
I
did that today, you know, and listened for about 6 or 7 minutes.
And I bet she's smiling
as
you're talking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Larry, stay with me. We're going to talk more about relationships right after the break.
All right.
Hello, I'm Dr. Barbara Holstein, originator of The Enchanted Self, making the spiritual and inspirational practical day-to-day. And my guest is Larry James, who also makes the spiritual practical, particularly in terms of relationships. He's the author of Relationship Enrichment. Oh, I'm sorry, that's one of his workshops. How to Really Love the One You're With, Affirmative Guidelines for a Healthy Love Relationship. And Larry, you were just telling us about some of the things that really work.
Right. I was recounting an experience earlier today that where I needed to listen to my wife. Another thing, you know, she loved flowers. I mentioned bringing her flowers. But we're also doing some work on the outside of our house where we needed to redo some dirt in a garden. Fortunately, I'm able to work at my offices in my home, and I took about 20 or 30 minutes right before the broadcast here to go out and dig some dirt up, you know, and just to kind of do that. Now, I don't normally do that in the middle of the day, but that's one thing that I know she wanted to get started on. Now she's out there, you know, messing around, getting her hands dirty and having fun, and I told her, you know, when we get through with the broadcast, I'll come back out and help her. Those are the kind of things that I think men need to be sensitive to. We can't always, not every man works at home, and I understand that. But instead of sitting in front of the TV with a beer on Saturday and Sunday watching the football games, you could either be taking your wife out to dinner, having a special date, just walking up sometimes behind her when she is washing the dishes, and who says she needs to do that all the time, and just rubbing her shoulders or saying, here, let me do that, taking the wash rag and cleaning up after supper like I do. I do that every night because that's just part of our agreement. That's another thing, Barbara. I think couples need to have agreements about what they do and what they are not going to do. You know, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, unfulfilled expectations always cause problems in relationship. I'm becoming more and more inclined to believe that that is one of the only reasons that we have problems in relationships.
You know,
but they're basically about the unfulfilled expectations.
I think you're right, and it's the old thing of the toothpaste cap.
Right.
Even if it's something as small as who fills up the gas tank and expecting that someone, your husband did it or your wife did it and they don't do it.
Yeah.
And then the
or putting the toilet seat down.
Right, right.
You know, foreplay begins with putting the toilet seat down without being asked.
Yep.
Men need to remember that.
That's wonderful. I like that. Yes. You were telling me you're doing something really sounds so romantic right in your yard, a heart-shaped water garden.
It is absolutely going to be incredible. We've actually had a magazine contact us, and it's likely that one of the area magazines here in the Phoenix will be featuring it later on this year once we finish it. I've been working on it just weekends for about a year and a half, and it is a heart-shaped water garden. It's beautiful. It's flagstone all around it. And it was just something that Sandy and I, one day, we were looking at the backyard. What are we going to do with this big backyard? We don't like the grass. We don't like to cut the grass. So we're to kind of turn it into a desert and whatever and have this beautiful water garden in the middle of the yard. And it is with a waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have a waterfall and everything. And that's something that is an ongoing thing that we have worked on. I've been doing most of the work, digging the hole, cutting the flagstone. I've learned new things about myself that I didn't know I could do, actually. You know, and it has been a really good experience for me. It's been very tiring at times, but I know that this is something that we both want, and so we just keep pushing on. I had a friend of mine come over this morning to kind of give me some pointers. He has built several water gardens in the Phoenix area, and he came over. Jeff and I got into a conversation about relationships, and it's interesting, all of these conversations that pop up when you least expect them. You know, I know him very well, you know, fairly well. We're members of the Phoenix Water Garden Society, and we just kind of chum around together, and he offered to help. But it was interesting that all of a sudden we kind of got serious about relationships, and he was recounting some of the things from the past, from his past relationships and his current ones and so forth. And it's just wonderful to be able to share with one another.
Yeah, well, I think you're saying something very significant, that if you work on becoming more relaxed and also more sensitive in perhaps your personal relationship, whether it's a spouse or maybe it's a parent or a child. Not everyone has a spouse.
That's true.
That as you learn some of these practical techniques of being a better listener, of trying to do something to help someone else out, they transfer to friends, to acquaintances, and before you know it, your whole life is a little richer.
Yeah. I think one of the things I like about my work specifically in the relationship area is it keeps me focused on relationships. You know, what you think about and what you speak about is what you bring about. I think about and speak about relationships to a lot of people. I'm working in that area most of the day, and it certainly has helped me in one specific area that I've noticed, which it didn't used to be that way. In past relationships, you know, I would get upset about something and stay upset about something for a week or two or three sometimes, depending upon the level of the conversation. It doesn't happen that way anymore. Sandy and I, when we have disagreements, it seems like, you know, a couple of hours later, we're okay with it, you know. And, of course, that takes some agreement. It takes a little bit of giving in and stopping being, mm-hmm. trying to be right all the time about it. I mean, even if you are right, who cares? You know, I mean, let go of it. One thing that Jeff and I were talking about around the water garden this morning is, you know, we need to let go of our attachments about how we think things should work out.
So it's sort of like winning the battle but losing the war.
That's exactly right.
And really, a lot of things you do have to let go.
Yeah.
You're not going to agree, and you're not going to necessarily get your own way.
It doesn't take any strength to let go.
No, it doesn't.
If you really think about that thought, that thought is a wonderful opportunity for you to understand that if you're holding on to some past grievance or some past hurt or pain, that it doesn't take any strength to let go of that, because it takes mental energy that you could be focusing on a new relationship, either with yourself or with someone else, if you hold on to it. It doesn't take any strength to
right,
let go.
Right.
You know, so that's one of the secrets, I think.
That's very important. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, stay with us, because Larry James will be back a few more minutes after our break on The Enchanted Self. So we're talking about so many ways to try to upgrade our relationships. What are some other stories that have come your way?
Well, I think we mentioned a little bit earlier that we need to learn to do the things that brought us together in the first place, and I think that one of the things, since we're nearing the Valentine's area, you know, we're getting close to Valentine's Day, everybody kind of focuses in on that, about flowers and candy and dates and special things to let your partner know that you really care and that you really love them. I've taken the letters from the word Valentine and made a word out of each letter. Would you like to hear some of those?
Sure.
V for validate. We need to make sure that our partner, our relationship with our partner, has to be an equal partnership, one that mutually supports each other in their dreams and visions of what is best for one another. And we need to validate them instead of saying, you shouldn't feel that way. That kind of cuts them off, you know, if they're expressing their feelings. So we need to give them a big hug and let them know that you understand how they feel. So that's the V in Valentine. A is attention, paying attention to the little things. That isn't always easy. We mentioned putting the toilet seat down, you know, or rolling the toilet paper the right way, those little things, changing a light bulb when it needs to be changed, the little things. It doesn't have to be something like that. It can be something that she or he wants, you know, but paying attention. L is for love. Be consistent in expressing our love. I hear guys in my workshops say, you know, well, she knows I love her. Why do I have to say it? Because she loves to hear it. That's why. So we need to learn to express and say I love you. The E in Valentine is for enjoy. Make the best of being together. Be present when you're in the presence of your partner. Pay special attention to them. Do some fun things. Go some fun places. And place a high priority on enjoying each other to the fullest. N in Valentine is nurture. To nurture is to nourish. Nourish one another with love. Encourage each other to openly communicate your needs. And here again, don't say you shouldn't feel that way, or however, you know, you really need to understand. Offer understanding and be an attentive listener. We talked about listening a little bit earlier. The T in Valentine is for time. Spend the quality time together. Make a promise to have a date with your mate no less than at least once a week. No excuses. Just ask a friend to watch the children if you have to. Pretend that you're on your very first date. Reminisce. Hold hands. Be romantic. Have a really good time together. I is for intention. My wife is smiling. Okay, we had some fun last night. Intention. We usually get what we place our intention upon. And we need to synergize our intentions on what both partners want. Highlight your intentions to one another and concentrate on the specifics. And lovingly remind each other of your commitment to those intentions for your relationship. And as for needs, we all have individual needs to be loved. Eric Fromm once said, immature love says, I love you because I need you. Mature love says, I need you because I love you. We really need to leave that.
Beautiful. And quickly finish because they'll cut us off.
Okay, the E in is energize. Breathe new life in the relationship each day by focusing on some new ideas that keep the fire of love burning.
Well, you've given us the clues for this Valentine's Day to be a great one. Thank you so much, Larry. And don't forget, you can be reached at celebratelove.com, right?
That's my website, yes. And then if you'd like to call, it's 800-725-9223. That would be the Phoenix area or anywhere in the country.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Barbara, for having me.
Have fun. Take care. Bye for now.